Are the dots under the M's and the N's, are that inscrutable nonlinguist sound that was mentioned in the paragraph?
Excuse me?
The dots under the M's and the N's?
Yes, though it's an NG sound, like an N.
Oh.
That's an N. My young.
Oh.
My young bante. And the N is a bit different.
Also,
the N is the retroflex.
Oh, that's the
and you don't want to know, you don't even know about that.
Does that make it a long syllable though? If it has
no, it doesn't.
Neither does.
Well, the my young it does because it's you've got
just
a you begin with a consonant and end with a consonant, so that it ends being a full syllable.
Yeah.
So it's like ma is a half syllable, young is a full syllable. Because you've got a consonants bracketing.
And that has nothing to do with the pitch going down. That's the little caret mark. That has no the fact that the dot is below has nothing to do with it. Doesn't make the pitch go down for that.
No. These are not. That's another. How do you say a convention that we've came up with. Mostly in England, to try to get some consistency going. 'Cause you tend to... and it's incredibly boring if it's done in monotone.
Yeah.
And your voice tends to go up and down a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
So, but just trying to get some consistency.
Okay. I didn't talk about the little triangles.
Yeah.